two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Degenerate.
Well, this is a big win for Dave Noriega, the champion of, you don't need to go to college. According to the Wall Street Journal.
As two of my kids go to college, okay.
The tight labor market is prompting more employers to eliminate kind of what's been kind of the, it's been around forever. It's the staple requirement for a job, which is you got to have a college degree.
Yeah. Yeah. This is really, it's fascinating because we've seen a trend over the last few years where big companies, I'm talking Google, Delta Airlines, IBM, they've reduced or gotten rid of requirements for some positions to have a college degree. You can work at some of the best and biggest companies in the world, and you're like, well, to work at Google, I would have to have a college degree, right? Nope.
So I think it was, it used to be that they would put your, and they probably still do, they put your application through some sort of like a software program, and if you didn't meet the requirements, it got kicked out, and you were booted into oblivion, and you never got a call back, and now they probably have told the software program to not worry about the college requirement thing. And so now more and more of the applicants are getting through. But this is all because of, we've got such low unemployment. And I mean, I know we're getting ready for a release of new jobs numbers any day now. And it looks like, from what I heard this morning on my way in, I was listening to Bloomberg and him and Amanda. I was just two timing. I was going back and forth between, they were saying they're going to add like maybe, well, maybe it was Tim and Amanda were talking about 200,000 new jobs in the last month have been added. So we've got low unemployment. We've got so many jobs, and like 1.7 jobs for every single person out there, everybody in the workforce. So this is the time. And Dave, there's this organization called Burning Glass Institute. I never heard of it, but it's according to the Wall Street Journal. Job postings that demand at least a bachelor's degree have fallen well below the 50% mark.
Which is great news if you decided not to go to college. Now, most Americans, the Census Bureau tracks who has a college degree. Are you ready for this? How many Americans have a bachelor's degree or better? Mm-hmm. 38% of America has a bachelor's degree or better. So four out of 10 Americans have.
So what you're saying then is that if you have tons of job openings that have a requirement that you have a four-year degree.
You've narrowed that pool.
Okay.
Down to you've automatically eliminated 6 out of 10 people in America.
I never want to admit that I could see it from your point of view when it comes to college because I'm a huge champion of college degrees. I just believe in them. I loved college. I don't regret getting a degree. I don't regret the fact that my kids have degrees that, you know, cost an arm and a leg. You know, I think the college experience is awesome. And I hear people complain about the studying, but there's also a lot of great things that go along with, you know, interaction classes. And, you know, I loved labs, science labs. I loved that opportunity. I loved the clubs I was involved with. So to me, a college degree really rounded me in terms of my future. And it let me meet a lot of people. In fact, my very first boss who hired me in television news was my professor at Arizona State University. And then I graduated and he called me up and he gave me a job. I wouldn't have had my first job in Phoenix at a major market in television news without having attended ASU.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
Yeah, I would have just knocked
maybe
at the
not
door
that,
and been like, I don't have a
that
degree.
Specific, maybe not that specific yeah. job, but I think...
Well, he got to know me in college and knew my work ethic, and that's what I believe got me the job behind the scenes in Phoenix.
Yeah, you're super talented and good at what you do. You would have found a job anywhere, right? I know a lot of people in the business mm-hmm. that have taken a totally different path. That started off working at the bottom and then worked their way up to the top.
So what happens when the labor market isn't so tight and all these people have been convinced because of this labor market to get back in, to get jobs without the college degree requirement, and they don't get their college degree, and now they're in their 30s, and now they're having kids, and now they got to go back to college to get the next job because the next job they want requires a college degree. Because the labor market isn't always going to be like this, folks. This is rare. This isn't something – in my 55 years on this planet, I've never seen.
Sure you have.
When?
No, your parents grew up in this world where not everybody was educated. Not everyone had a degree.
No, but I'm saying so many job options.
Well,
there's so many jobs. Like we could get there's 1.7 job openings for every person in the labor force.
Yeah.
So we could all have a job and a half. We can also have one job and a part-time job, and we still wouldn't fill all the jobs. So right now they have to relax those requirements to hit the pool of people who don't have college degrees. But what happens when things start to reverse and you don't have a college degree?
Well, just because you have a college degree does not mean that you're educated. It doesn't mean that you're qualified. It doesn't mean you're a hard worker. It doesn't mean you're ambitious. All of these things that we're just assuming that the college...
The software program doesn't look at that, Dave. The software program will just kick you out and won't even give you an opportunity now, because that's how a lot of these resumes are vetted, is through these software programs. So the minute the labor force switches around on us and jobs start filling up and they re-implement the college degree requirement, you're just saying, just roll the dice and see what happens.
I don't assume that employers are going to keep using the college degree as the default for a good employee. I think there are other ways that you can show an employer that you are valued, that you would bring value to that company, whether it's an apprenticeship. We don't do apprenticeships anymore, Debbie, but 50 years ago, 100 years ago, and then probably thousands of years ago, the way forward to a good job was through an apprenticeship, where you find a mentor, they teach you the trade, you learn the skills. It has nothing to do with going to Harvard or going to the University of Utah, right? There are ways to be successful that aren't 4-year, 6-year, 8-year degree related.
So the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that jobs requiring a bachelor's degree is projected to increase by almost 10% by 2026. So to some degree, so to speak, there could be degree inflation on the horizon, like more jobs will start requiring again. I don't buy that we're going to always be in this position where there's going to be almost two jobs for every one worker in the labor market. And I think employers see the value of a college degree. And I do think, look, you said earlier, you could get a job. You could have gotten a job. And then I thought about this as we were talking and I was listening to you lecture me about what my potential was in the business. I tried, Dave. I drove all over California and all the small markets there in 1989 and submitted resume tapes and met with people. And you know how many job offers I got? None. Not a one.
From one of the premier education programs,
right.
Journalism in the entire country.
How I got the job.
You're making my point for me, Deb.
No, I'm not. Had I not known my college professor from Arizona State University, I would not have gotten in the business when I did. I just wouldn't have. He offered me the job because he knew my work ethic. Nobody else was willing to take a chance on somebody who had never been on television before.
I'm a college dropout. You and I have the same job. There's no one path for it. And I think smart employers are looking at it and saying, let's look at the individual, not just the degree.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.